You were learning in the Sefer Ayah Meshulash. You were learning to pick up over that door. Let's see, how do you get the pages here on the side? Oh, obviously I'm alone. Ah, here we go. Let's, Rabosai, let's open up the Mishnah Berurah and send it to Shin Yud Tes. See if Kotchum Chav Dal. Shin Yud Tes, Rabosai, see if Kotchum Chav Dal. Grandma says over here, also the Farek, how it goes in Luzin, how it goes in Gdolin, to Klipasan Hayaruka. Okay? Says the Mishnah Berurah. It says, Damil can be toch hashibolim. Avalachule alma mutal the shabra klipa hakosha. Because he has a hard shell on the outside. Liklov kama klipa hadaka shala egos gufa. The one I can think of is, I think it's peanuts. What other nuts have a klipa daka on the nut itself? I'm not an expert in nuts. Peanuts I know about. What do nuts have that?
Probably like sunflower seeds.
There's no klipa. It's a klipa daka. It's a klipa kosher, right? Klipa daka means like a thin...
Soft.
About soft, yeah?
Yeah. What's soft? You can bite it or you can pinch it with your fingers.
That's... They mean, I think, a little thin thing. Does everyone know about peanuts, right?
Oh, just that brown part? Right?
Yeah, the brown part on the peanut. That's what I think is what these have in mind. That's certainly okay. Kidla kamon, sof, simen, shin, chof, aleph. What's shin, chof, aleph? As we know, peeling cucumbers. Of course, that being the case, has to be what we call samach lesuda. Samach lesuda. Fine. Frektik tosa shulchan. Wait a minute. This brown klipa on the peanut, everybody eats it. Rabosai, if you are served, I have to show of hands here. If you are served peanuts with those brown little things around them, how many of you will eat it like that? How many will take the brown thing off? The vote. How many will eat it the way it is? How many will take the brown thing off? It's just cool the alma there. We won the vote, but not by that much. I guess in Eretz Yisrael, where the Baal Tosa Shulchan of Chaim Noah lived, he said everyone takes it, will eat it that way, and therefore should be mutter the same way that we learned back in Shin Chof Aleph, where he's quoting. We said that even though there's a problem with respect to garlic and onions, we said that, let's just take a look again, this 10th time Chazara, it's okay, you need 100 times. Shin Chaf Aleph, end of the Ramah. Also, Liklov, Shumu B'Tzolim, Kolef Laniach. Okay? That's what it says. Then it says in Pei Dalid, what in Tapuchin? On the bottom it says, inside Zion, people go and says Sarachin, Klipas at the book and robe all of Ochum Osam Kach below Tchak. That's true in this year too, right? Someone presents you an apple. How many people eat the apple the way it is, and how many will peel it? Who will eat it the way it is? Raise your hand. Who will peel it? Nobody. So that's cool. The Alma. So the Rav Noah claims that the brown little thin thing on the peanut, assuming it's a peanut, is exactly the same as the apple peel, but it's of course, it's not true. It's not true. But assuming that it is true, he's stuck. So why does the Mishnah Berurah over here in Shin Yud Tes make reference to Shin Chaf Aleph? Lo Karav Zal Zeh. Shin Chaf Aleph is referring to a case in the Ramah where most people do not eat it as is. Whereas over here, he claims, well, even it's true, it is true, even in the Shir, most people will eat it. He has Kuli Aleph. But most people will eat it. That's his kasha. So he gives an answer. There's not his Tosa Shulchan's answer as follows. It's like this. Listen carefully to the words. The apple is one with the peel. The peanut is not. What does that mean? I think it's double push what it means. In that peanut thing, if you take your fingers like this, come right off. It's a loose fit. The apple peel is a tight fit. If it was a tight fit, it's like 1 minute and it's edible to most people, then it's what even the apple is not. But the peanut thing, which is a looser fit, that is more chomer. So writes the Tzoros HaShulchan. That's answer number one. Answer number two, he says, which is even a more radical shear, I don't think it's even true as answer number two. You need that to be edible, not only as part of the fruit, but even independently. So no one's going to start eating those brown, you take the brown, thin peel off the peanut, no one's going to eat the brown peel. But apple peels, people will eat. Who in this room would sit down and eat apple peels? That's the Matthias he's describing. It's also showing, you would eat apple peels? Oh, Hashem, in Chicago, they raise it tough. Snowstorms, with ice, whatever. Yeah, apple peels too. Let's take a look and see what this is over here on this page. Watch this. Haklipa adaka shalem mutla sir lochamiyad. Okay? That's what he says at the bottom. Mishnah Brewer. Alright? Fine. Tema. Hare kule am ochla klipa adaka. Everyone eats it. That's his kasha. Who asked it? So Tzoros HaShulchan asked the kasha. Masha tirit sham, that klipa ain't a real klal tamua. So who cares? The kismin, dakin, most are not ruining klal, and still not a problem since most people eat it with the kismin. The efshar, shebizmanam hayodera ktsas meodam lakalfa, or memela zadamin lakliba shtapuchim. He's working on the assumption now, Rabbi Osai, as the Mishnah Brewer said, that klipa shtapuchim are awesome. We're such fans of the Prima Gada with the Sharatzi, and I didn't mention the other way, we just glossed over it. But he did say that Tapukim was the same as Shumim and Betzalim. That's what the Mishnah Brewer said. So he's saying over here, Chiddush, that now we're going to ask everything. We'll ask the apples, and we'll ask the small, thin, round peel of the peanut for the same reason. What's the same reason? Some people will peel them. Who cares about some people? So Bizmanenu, he says, Shakulam ochlam aklipa daka kulam? What was our vote? We didn't win that vote by a kulam, but okay. Yeah, mutta, but tzorachi and the mice. It's a whole story. But someone that he hates it, or it hurts him, vadeesh prezem shemborer, that's what he says over here in the Sefer, I am a shulish, chidushim de floor. Chidushim de floor. Now, we already said to answer this kasha, Kismin, remember Shlomo Zalman's answer? Shlomo Zalman said that the heter of Kismin is only if the item has no independent chashivas whatsoever. But contrast that with anything which has independent chashivas, you don't apply the principle of what we call misachli behofi or mishasi behofi, like separating some liquids from the coleslaw, this kind of thing. But that was the chiddush of Shlomo Zalman. Here too, the apple peel or the peanut peel has independent chashivas. It's not the same as kismin. I thought that kasha was not such a big kasha. Anyway, he gives his teretz. I want to move on to new topics for Moshe B'Siyata D'Shmai. Let us now turn to the kasha that we just mentioned a minute ago, namely, that the facts of the apples, the prima gadim's kasha we saw quoted in the Sha'ar Tzion. Look at this over here. Watch this carefully. Klipus tapuchim shederech rov bnei adam lechel aprima klipa. We had it right. Mikomakom kema shederech mitzas bnei adam lekalfa. This bar bekilufa. Where did this come from? Right to the majority rule. Right to democracy. Rabosai. Since whatever mitzas is going to cause a tzaras. Where did he get it from? Obviously, he said something. He says like this, Prima Gadim has the kasha, Prima Gadim Avram, most people eat the tapuach at the klipa, so why is it boring? It's a kushya chazaka. Who cares the klipa itself you can't eat? Except if you're from Chicago. Haregam mayim v'yayim slulin, sheshvam kismin, mutal v'sananon. Afal Pisha Kisvim Pifnas Vadim Sals Gemur. That's again no kasha because here it's freestanding and there it's just mixed in. When we call Kushizu Pasku Prima Eglital, Shvisa Shabbos, Mincha Shabbos, Sals Shulchan, the Mut of Likla Tabukim and Filaniah. But the Mishnah Ruah Pasak the Mogan Avram on top. He only quotes on the bottom of the Prima Gemur. And Rav Moshe Pasku the Chumra as well. He passed the Mogan Avram. I, the Mogan Prima Gemur, as the kasha. He doesn't argue. So the question is why? So he says over here, why? Because you follow the minority rights. Since the minority is going to peel it off, it's a problem. Shani Fibas Tabuchim, Mimayim Yayim Slulim. The Shom Kuli Amma Shosim Yiblina Sananam. Rak Yechidim Misananim. We'll call it Biyat Shana Matsui. Vemel Amina the Misanin Botla Daito. Mash Enkin. By the way, where is the expression in Shas, Botla Daito? Or Botla Daito, as it's called. Remember, in Shas? You keep using that expression. It's in Shas. Tell me, it'll be on your next round of Kama sheet. Let's give you a thought question. A little time, I have time between now and hope on Sunday they have a new sheet. Say out of the Shema, right? Sunday? Huh? That's right. That's so good. We'll get to it. Kufan Dal and base. But just saying this expression. Masha Enken Klipos Tapuchim Yesh Miut Nikar. We'll call it a Miut Amotzi more than 10% for those who learned last year in Yordea. Shadakam Lakalfa. Memela Zeh Makalev Lo Bot Ladaito. Chavadeh Apen Adam Kach. Like an istinus, because there are istinus in Kach. That's that Tazen the Chesukah. For his skin was our grand shlita. Hosef. Talkoponim Tzorah Gam Latam Mogan Avram the Klipa Havi Psolis. Dilav Hochi Ein Kant Klau Tikun Shalbor Eilu Tovav Dror. That's what Moshe means, he says as well. So what do you see? Klipa and Aruya and Derech Neodom the Kofa I feel Derech Hamid. He made a Machloikis and Halacha Tim Mogan Avram Prima Gadim. If the majority eat the apple with the peel, the minority peel it, and then once you peel it, no one eats it after that. Almost no. Excuse me. Forgive me again now. So that's the machlekes. The Mogan Avraham is Mahmir in the Shaila, and the Prima Gadim is Megal in the Shaila. That's his little Anupsha. It's interesting. And it tells us Shulchan. I'm not going to show you right now. He says Ruba the Inchi Ochemoso. Mutter. Use the word ruba the ruba. Now, what I mean? That means the mir is in a matzoi. That's exactly the point. So he's saying over here, the machlokas and din. If the rove eats it and the mir hamati doesn't, the Mogan Avraham is machmir and the prima gadim is mekel rabosai. Comes the shmir shabbos. There's nothing doing. I'm not makabel this whole thing. There's no machlokas and din. It's an our parak, which is parak gimel, and it's footnote sadi. He doesn't accept this machlokas, and then he says a dirty word, machlokas and matzias. Shh, once in a while. What did he say? Klipa ru lachila, v'rov me'arim ochlem osa, klipa shal tapuach eitz, parentheses, v'mochem v'sharov me'arim ochlem osa. He's already tipping his hand that he's going to say that the reason why the Mogan Avraham is machmir, because in his place, the most people did not eat it. He's tipped his hand there. Let's take a look at Haaretz Sadi. Kavanat ha'prima gadol l'hakshos, Allah Mogan Avraham, the role of the Adam Ochlem as a Klima as a Buchim. Why do you ask for it? Yesh Lomar, he agrees. That who? Shein, role of the Adam Ochlem as a Klima as a Buchim. Ain't a Hanami if they do it, we make them. Machlokas and Metzias. Could have been, they came from different parts of Europe. If you want to do a thesis, maybe you'll find out the parts of Europe where they both came from. Prima Gadol came from Frankfurt on the Oder, which is in Germany, and the Mogan Avraham came from Kalisz, which is in Poland. So maybe it was, if you look in your, they have these historians, they do everything now, they check the history of the eating habits, etc. Maybe you'll find out, there was a distinction between the customs in Germany and Poland, way back when, and they also lived 100 years apart, when they ate the apple with the peel, ate the apple without the peel. That's what the Shemir Shabbos says. That's what he says. Cholos HaMetzitz. And he goes further than that. U'mistaber. The Sharina and Afila that we think we've once taught us before. V'she'ena rogel lech lemaklipa. I usually don't eat the apple peel. I don't usually eat it. May I peel the apple peel? If I belong to the minority. He says, yes. I and Shinites Yud Hoel. We saw that if you don't eat without with the kismin, it's also for you. No, we saw this once before. The Shani Hosam that kismin atzum enam the ochel of the roven amenam akpinim the status of mashman the kismin. Chayne the atzum akpinim have the bor. But hocha roven the odom akpinim ochel. Not just a piece of junk that you don't care about. It's a food. Chayne amina the after makpinim the chashav bor. Shematim the chacham echad. We read it recently. I wish I knew what this chacham echad was. I would give my yashikayach. The nice svar. A nice Zorah Bosai of the Chacham Echad. Fine. Okay. Interesting. Not everyone agrees with it. Right back where we came from. What happened? Where's Tapuchim? Forgot what page. Where is Tapuchim? Passed it already? Well, I have it. What am I doing? I have it in my hand. What am I doing? Well, look it up on the beautiful index. That's where it is. Tapuchim. Here we go. Tapuchim. Everything but. Nothing about this. Kilupo. Tapuach. Excuse me. It's two different. It's tapuach and tap. Yud beis vav. Yud beis vav. What page it's on? Yud beis vav. Kuf nun ches. I must have just missed it somehow. Okay, sorry. Klipas Tapuchim, he asks it. I don't say, what's he asks it? It's nothing to talk about. If he asks it for everybody, so then I want Tapuchim. Whatever. He's machmer and tapuchim bechla. He holds the whole thing as us. Fine. Now I'll say. Let us just go back to our discussion of a while ago. If you recall, we spoke about the question of you take away a bone with some of the meat. If you eat that meat, it's for sure mutter. What happens if you don't eat that meat? But in order to avoid the problem of bori, you take some of the meat off with the bone, the Mishnah Berurah says it's okay. And the Chazanish says no dice. If you don't, you're not interested in the meat. Only reason you take the meat off is a halachic duplicity. So in order to be matter it, come on, ain't that all our boss of libraris, our boss of shabbat halachas? You don't care about that. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. Fine? Not allowed. Okay? Not allowed? That's a machlokes. What's the shaila? If his ikar data was to remove the bone, and he's only eating the meat, he's only taking off the meat, so the rabbi should say it's mutter. He doesn't really care about that meat. The question, of course, becomes, what's the halach? What's the halach? So, let's take a look. Watch. The Mishnah Berurah, Poshet Leishem Yesh Mat Bosal Etzem Yem B'Zeh B'Shem Borah. which the Brewer's matir, even if he doesn't want to eat the meat, as Rabbi Yoshev says. I didn't say it beferish. Yeah, it's mashed away from the bialocha here, bialocha there. Fine. Fine. Chazanish argues. What's pshat Chazanish? Yoshev told him pshat. Tafilim she'ochel esam abosam. Whoa! Talk about a chumra. Rabbi Yoshev says pshat Chazanish, that even if he actually eats the meat, so the rabbi should allow it, that's a fake. Won't help to be matter it. That's mamash got to wish to move. So he could eat it, suck the bones, not even that won't help. Megrish shamati for other chachamim and gaonim shlita. Wow, that's a... Did she'ochel as a man of bosa shalah etzim gam bofen zeh as a chazanish? She came and she came and also the tigan of bosa shemekorah shiem kivurah mead tzomis. Ben ochel as a man of bosa lekadeh lakbos abrera. Can shame brayer aleh? It's a bluff. Ben oetzem betelim ad abosar. Davu kishem emes chofetz bebosar shalga beyoetzem. V'yein datel tikkun tavak bosar shebekara. But there, Chazanish says that etzem is bottled to the bosar. And what if you need want both? You really want the meat, but you really want to fix that too. So rechiyin, he says, he's not sure. So Chazanish also hears Rav Nissim Karela said that his uncle Chazanish meant shame datel the bosar means. Hayna she'eno ochel asabasa. Al she'ochel asabasa, and a chinami the mutter came she etzem bottle to tell the basa. Even if what? It's just bluffing. He'll eat the meat to be matter it. So Rav Nissim says his uncle said it's mutter. Rav Yoshev says the chazan said it's asur. You want to believe the nephew? Does he have a little extra standing, Rav Osai? His name is Karelitz. He has the same last name. He should have a little bit extra standing, you might think. Maybe. Not clear. It's not clear. So I wanted to say, it's not enough gaminis. All the cases, when you take away a little extra soup with the fly, call the first version, it's also, even if he takes a little, if he eats some of the ochel with the psalms, he'll drink some of the water he takes out with the zvuv, etc. According to the second opinion, right? It should be permissible. He says, no, Chochamecha told him, no. Etzem and Bosom with Dvukim Zelazer. It's a Etzem's bottle to the Bosom. But when it comes to the fly, no Shaychis, then in that case, for sure he would answer it. Rav Nissim says, no, against the Chochamecha. He'd be mad at that too. And he wants to be Machmer. Well, of course, I want to be Makel, Mishael. I want to be Makel against El Mishush. Against Rabbi Yoshev, like Rav Nissim Karelitz. I'm a family man. You give extra credibility to interpret his uncle. But in order to show you that, I want to bring you back to the Chazanish to see what he says. If you don't see what he says, then I can't show you. How am I going to find you a Chazanish? It's unresponsive? No? Yeah. Like, it's unresponsive?
Yeah, I think so.
Show me how to get it.
Is it unresponsive? I don't know.
Is it is, yes?
I don't know why I shouldn't say.
Where would it be? Sifri Halacha?
Maybe.
Sifri Halacha? Well?
No, they don't have too much.
Okay. Went through this once before. Let me get it the other way out.
Okay.
How can't be, how it's not always beyond me, but let it be on me. It's a classical say. I want to bring you a ride to be mad at this. You know, it's against. Gedolei Olam Mamish. It's also like a missing one of the Gedolei Dor of our generation. It's up.
Yes,
it's up.
Is it?
Okay. Yes, it's exactly what I want.
Okay.
Unbelievable. You got it exactly to the right page. Amazing. Yeah. You're on the right page, Mamish. Oh, I'm just one off.
Yeah.
I can't get one back.
One second.
So close.
I know. One second.
One page. Yeah. Oh, it's your next. Stop. You're on the right page.
No, I'm on the right page.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm sorry. You're on the same
one
page.
One second. Before. Yeah, it's page.
Just one more page before.
One second.
Do the whole thing again.
No. Is that the right page?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Page before. Amazing. genius. Uve mishne brura sham, poshet lei, shim yesh mat basar al etzem, ein zem ishim bora, v'lo asparash bekoro, d'nehi diem yesh alav basar. Who's the other page that you had before? Breast.
Wait. Go up to the Hebrew. No, right next to the
press this?
The next one.
Press it?
Yeah. Perfect, yeah.
Wow. Magic. Shadato ala basar. V'not lo liochlo. Ha etzem batal gabi ha basar. How they can know the chaticha min hakara. Abo bizman shenot ala etzem in the virus ha basar min hatzomas. Av sheyesh ala etzem mat basar kemen shadato ala basar levar hakara. Vare shen brer olel. Watch this now. Watch this. For the odi for etzem, mi beis mine ochel, the chosh of borer, kshaborer mi'necha mechavero. Ooh. And this proves his point from shnei mine ochlin. The bottom line is, shnei mine ochlin, they can be both very fine and dandy, peas and carrots. If I want one and not the other, it's usser. Here too. I want the meat in the plate, and I don't want the meat in my hand. But if you do eat the meat in your hand, it's going to be mutter. I don't know what your kavanah is. Five shnei minyokum. Rabbi said, peas and carrots. Peas and carrots. Listen carefully. Peas and carrots. Let's say, for argument's sake, I really want. I'm talking about Kodesh Baruch, can't lie. And what I want my carrots to be just ready all by themselves for the Suda Shabbos. In the morning. I love carrots by themselves. What am I going to do? Not eating peas and carrots Friday night. What I'll do is, I'll eat up all the peas. I don't really want them, but I'll be the rabbi said, tell me to do it. I'm a rabbinic Jew. The rabbi said, if you want carrots to be on your plate separate, Shabbos morning, you have to eat the peas Friday night. That's mutter. No one ever asked that. But since the Chazish gave us an example, standing over here. As long as I eat the meat in my hand, even though it's just, you know, taking a couple of bites around the bone, as long as I did it. Kay nearly. That's what I think. I can't prove that I'm right, but I think that's exactly from the raya of the Chazon Ish, Shnei Minei Ochlim. I think it's worth, I hope that's what to do. So if that's what the should also be mutter. Kay nearly. Okay, let's go back where we can. Thank you very much. Rechitzas Paris, we've been here before. Okay? We spoke about the possibility of washing them as mutter, washing them as usser. Okay? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Rabbi, say, open the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yotes, Sibches. What's the case? The altar or the achazma? Let me ask you a shayla before we go any further. The altar or the achazma? What do you say? The shabru is silent. The altar or the achazma? Right, so be like this. Umasha Kosa Bibus Moshe Kufchafe, the Shulchan Aruch Maribel Achaz Man Dafka, who Tamua, and the Mishabur didn't know all these great rabbis. Who were the great rabbis? He said it's Usher, even the Alta. Who are the great rabbis he quotes? Prisha, Prima Gadin, Tila David. Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer? What Mishnah Brewer? I read the Mishnah Brewer. Stima said Mishnah Brewer. He's silent. See, Solomon is also even the Alta. Who said? The Moshe is not going to go for that. He says, is he here? It's true. It's against the Prisha. That's true. That is true. But if he says it's against the Prisha, so Zav Yud, I didn't find it there. To the contrary, I looked at... Maybe you can find it. Let's check this man's sources, Rav Osai. Don't trust anybody, I told you. Let's first see the Prisha. I think he's right about the Prisha. Let's go. We have to give the man, we have to check everything, Rav Osai. Always check. Prisha Zion, he said. Let's take a look. Parsha Yatur. What? You know the Brisha? Wait, they lost it? It's on every single...
Doesn't make sense.
They don't? It's on every single print of the Torah right at the bottom. I'm very angry with these people. But we'll have to skip that. Okay, back to the before I show you. People got them, they have that? Something they have. He quotes, you saw it on the screen, Shin Yud Tes of Kot Yud has presumably been approved to his point. Have you seen it? Tell me. Look together. Let's take a look. He thinks in Yud, and he thinks in long, but let's see if you can find it. He claims that in Yud is a proof that the Mishnah Berurah, the Machabes of Ches, is even the Alpha. Let's take a look. Here it is. No, it's Ches. Yud. Whoa, Yud is long. I'm just going to mouse down here, scroll down, see if you can find something which is going to indicate to you that Sif Ches is evenly out. This doesn't go on Sif Ches. Yayin Begito is I think Sif Yudal or something. Somebody's going to somehow prove it. Let's take a look. Nothing here, to my knowledge. You think, if you find it, you let me know. So but back in Sifkot and Hay, I thought it was a riot Lakula, like Rav Moshe. This is on point. Ein Sharon is, in fact, Sifches. Now, I thought here in Sifkot and Hay, sounds a little bit like Rav Moshe. The altar is Sharon. Why? Why did I think that? Watch this. The Shaila is, Borah b'yilechol yalter, is only the Adam, or even the Behema? We had a Tosefta about it, right? But okay, it's a Shaila. He says, what? The Mogen Avraham. Mechatech l'tan golem shari, and that the Heter of Tochen is derived from Borah. Shema mina, Borah l'behema li'ochle miyad, shari. Okay, what does that mean, Rabosa? If he's clearing a chakira about a behema, it's for Adam, it should be certainly mutter. Now, I want to put it in context. Ani ha'ani shol shelatan, why is that shelatan over here? I assume what's going on, sifches. So if he's quelling about behemas, because you know, sifches has karshina, which is machal behema, so machal Adam, it's certainly mutter li'alta. Now that's how I'm reading it, I can't say if it's 100% right, but I think it's okay. Now, another raya. This is over here, watch this. Back to where we came from. Moshe is against everybody. I don't see anybody. Then he says as follows. Like this, he quotes the Prima Gadim. One second, please. Oh, watch this, I can't. He was going on. You wash, you put water on your apple, it's like being borrowed with clean. What? Who says it's true? Drisha. We don't have the Drisha. I can't even show it to you. Feel the David. So it's a Shulchan. Bishop is no Zav. I couldn't find this either. Mashma de Ainzen, Nechshu Kashimash Bekli. Now, wait a minute. Who cares? Who cares if it's the kli or not the kli, if it's us even the altar? So if it's mutal the altar, then it's relevant if it's the kli or not the kli. That's what I thought. Then he says, the next page, he quotes again, Soshto Ochel doesn't matter, because it's Kilav Peretz, okay? Then he says, he's a Shriz Kashinim B'mayim Kevin Barab Solas Me Ochel. Again, I couldn't find that, and I can't find the Drisha. We don't have the Drisha here. So what do you see? They didn't compare it to a removal of appeal. Why not? We had three Beirum, we discussed already last time. The Kitz and Nimitz, Ramosh, we are in America, we follow Rav Moshe. Now it's in the B'nai Brak, they seem to answer it. But fine. Now, it's interesting when it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Shlo Shafen Osa. What is Shafen Osa? So he writes over here, not only may you not rinse it underwater, watch this, afil lehaser alichuk biyad aser, shezeh bar psalos miyochel. That's how he understands the word, befarish, and shafen also, farish, bread psalos miyochel. That's it. Can't take a tissue and wipe off the fruit. Okay? The question is, does everyone agree? That's the material now, Gamze Mutter. Right? Rabbi Poshet again. And so the Shulchan says the Beferish. Engle Tal's Mekel. What are they going to do with the Beferish and Mishnah? Look at this chap. Engle Tal's trout in the Mishnah. What are they in Shofen mean? The Be'odom Bimayim Mishavshef Apsolus Me'alehem. While it's under the water, you're moving things away. That's a separate issue of Borim. And he quotes the Shiori Korban of the Yerushalmi, that sheep was a shifshuf apri, ben yada le kli. You have the kli, and you're rubbing it against the kli. That's our klipa. That's derech shi'itz bereira. But other than that, it would be permissible. That's what he says. Okay, that's what he's claiming. That Agletal says what it says that way. So then, That's a time the huckle for not actually doing that. That's what it says. Fine. What about, we saw this before, hygienic purposes? Richitza, what's that word? Hygiena. Tough word, right? He says, no, it's not nigel le'ayin. You don't see it. Hygiene purposes, mutal rachs and emes emeshim bore. Why? Name of the chazanish. Mayim slow the mutal sananam. Most people not so care about hygiene. Aye, today, frekti es Rav Nissen, even in B'nai Brak, most people are worried about hygiene. Put them anyway. Why? Kevat, this is, how do you understand this? Kevin Shen Kpeda, look inside. Shen Kpeda Gemura Tehe Shel Psoles Ve'eno Eleke Lemalo Liyisra. This is a very big kiddush. Either the majority of people will not eat the fruit without rinsing it off first, doesn't mean that it's a real psoles. It means, you know, to make it nicer, yeah, healthier, yeah. It's not considered to be psoles proper. That's a chiddush, right? The thing it means is, when no one's looking, if there's no water in the house, eat the apple anyway. Just won't tell anybody. That's right, otherwise I don't understand it. What does it mean, mildly strong? Mildly strong means it's an extra, but you don't really need it. If you would literally not eat it otherwise, I don't understand what he's saying. Okay, Rabosai. Let us turn our attention to the Ran. It's page Nun Zayin and Beis. We've been here three times before, but Tom to Chazar again. I both said we're trying to end the sugya by tomorrow, if we can. I don't want to be inevitably sure. But maybe we can make some progress. Nun Zion and Beis. Most of you see we've been here already. Where the Ran says it's on our print. Kuf Samach, I think. Benim Tzapis and Shaldvarim. The Yain shall shoot solo. The Rubayu, the Inshilo, Kapi Bei Klal. Mutalo says also, if you talk about Mishameres, they should solo be Yoser. Depend upon the majority. On the majority. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Shabbos saying, Sifkot Lamed Dalid. It's open up. Right over here in front of us. Sif Yud. Yayin Amayam Hashem, Tzlun, Mutl, Sam, Mashameris, the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Lamed Dalid. Kein the Balava, Sin, Gam, Heim, Tzlun, Ruin, Lishtoska, the Chayim, and Bivor. Utzlun, Mikri, Kol, Shiroi, Lishtoska, Kol, Sinim. Lero, Bnei, Adam. Who said so? Lera. Biyesh, Machmirim. The Dafka Kishakula Michal Mishtoska. And Masana Shemitzluna Beyoser. Whoa, that is a Chumrah. You better believe it. That's a Chumrah of the Bach. Where did he get it from? He got it from Rashi. I look at the Bach. Bach claims he got it from Rashi. Let's take a look. If you see there, you look at the Rashi, see if you find it there. Take a look at the Rashi. Kufla Matesim Advates. See if you see it from Rashi. Inside. Bein Agito Shonu. It's the sixth wide line. The bottom. Shekolayenos Achurin Vishosim Osim Vishiram Hilkach Enk Kantikin the Blavachi Mishnasi. Isn't nothing about a rove? Not only that, but Eliarabo's Mach reports a Gemara. Kuf Tesam and Aleph. Again, we've been here many times. Again, Stimas Lashona Gemara. The Gemara has this heter. The Lash of the Gemara is, we've been here before. What does it say in Kuf Tesam and Aleph? Why is it Mutter Rabo saying? Came in the Mishnah Siyah. Or came in the Mishkalah. Doesn't say most. Means everybody. Wow. Is this really true, this Chumrah? Watch this. Chumrah, Gorerus Chumrah. I kid you not. Watch this. It says, Rov b'nei Adam, v'yesh omim, shekol b'nei Adam, shosnos. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and he quotes the Bach. Look in the Ha'ara. What does the Ha'ara say? The Ran is quoted by everybody. The Gemara Kuftes sounds not that way. Come on. Then he says, the Mashik Asabna Lahachmir, sheish bora b'klipas tapuchim, Kevin Shesh Miyot Shemekalfim, Lechorah Din Bezeh. He's right. But instead of saying that for this reason they're both Usr, I would say for this reason they're both Mutter. He passed like the Ran. He followed the majority. Not only that, but I like the Shemir Shabbos. The Machmir don't even argue. They just argue on the Metzias. But you know, he's making Chumra Gereres Chumra. That's what he says. Okay, fine. And how are we paskin? Look at Mishnah Berurah over here, Rabbi Osai. Mishnah Berurah, Sif Cotton, Mem Aleph. The 2 days in the Mechaber. I'm not going to the whole sugya with the Ramba. So the Mishnah Berurah Aleph writes, V'tam O'nire, whatever, L'dina Halacha Kedei Rishonim. We paskin against the Ramba. So what's the Mishnah Berurah? The Rambam is a bigger machmer over here, where he's machmer b'shameres also a field of ma'am yad slulin. We don't pass like the Rambam. So he says the Mishnah Berurah. We pass like the Ran. So therefore, it seems to me, in a compare to apples, the Shemir Shabbos is right. That's why we want to pass in Allah Chalamayis against the Bach. I, Rashi. What Rashi say? Ein kan tikin. Allah ki mishnah si. The Bach writes a lashon. Means Rov b'nei Adam. It's not called Makulko. That's what he writes over here to defend the Mechilin. Rov b'nei Adam. Right? And some say Kol b'nei Adam. Look at the Ha'ara. So in explaining the Mechilin, I think he writes over here. somewhere in here. He explains it's not called makulkal since most people eat it. Look what he says. Kevish v'sarla b'diyavit, Rashi, ein kan tikkun, lavokim ishvasi. Even though it's psoles. No. What's boring me? It's makulkal and it ain't a roy. Here over here, it's not, no kilkul. People eat it. So as long as most people eat it, it's good enough. Kein niroli lahaloch. Fine. A little bit further. They both say, and your kitchen sink, is it some kind of a strain on the outside? Yes or no? Yes, everyone has it, at least in this country. Everyone has something on the kitchen sink. So what's the story with the kitchen sink? What did he say? Slow. Where's the kitchen sink?
Yeah.
Where is it? Yeah. Ah. Shekoshu begel the beres. It's not the kitchen sink. It's the spigot of the urn. Stan and amayim. Im naflu harbe zuvel amayim. Also the holtzi mayim beres. That wouldn't be allowed. Chazanish. That's the zuvavar of b'cholamayim. What if they're floating on top? You take out the stuff in the bottom. Should be mutter, right? That was spoke about that yesterday. The question is, if it's all floating on top, is it all muruv or not? Is he only taking out from the bottom? So I thought there's room to be making on the child, but he has a... He's besupik about it. He's besupik about it. Oh. Fine. Came there, room to be made on the child. Then, watch. Only a few are different, etc. He writes as follows. Im nafu zuva ma'atim, it's okay. But he says, you know what? Yiten tzas mayim lo leches le'ibud li'acha shibili akos. Chazanish, you know what you should do with the plate safe? After you finish a cup of tea, pull the cup of tea away, let some of the water go into the sink. How does that help? Chazanish. Why? Kevan shal koponi me'esh chashash shigam ha'mayim ha'murav v'zvuvim divrarim. Some of the water which has zvuvim in it is being separated from the zvuvim, Harry borrowed a kli. So how do you take care of it? If you hail for a mayim liibud, Harry is a borrow liibud. Ema mishum borer. Correct. Lo yivanti chazanish. Harry evshet a mayim amuravim bezvuvim nafu lekos. Maybe the water which was mixed originally with the flies fell into the cup, not into the garbage. If came out mol mashemayim achem achol liibud. So who cares? You throw out other water. Who cares to throw it out of the water? That's his kash. That's a pretty good kash. Good kash. How do you enter that kash? Who cares? So all the water goes to the garbage. Who cares? Should we answer anyway? I don't know. Now, also, I want to share with you now the wisdom of another one of the great wise men that we've been learning his words before. We need to put him on. Then the Siv Chai. You get him on? We've had him before. I brought him in again, called out of retirement. But a lot of wonderful things. Again, it's a kind of a chazara. Keep learning from different svarim, review these again over and over again. Hopefully by the time you finish the Yom Shabbat, you'll do a little of your own chazara. All right, so both, and I want to start tzchita. If you do chazara and borer, it'll be helpful. Here's the sefer, right? See it? Beautiful sefer. Try. Lechaz Borer. Okay, Rabbo said we're starting together. A new Aschala. A Chazara. The very start Chazara. Let's see together what he says. It's a Chazara. We've seen some of it before already. Das Tosfos B'Shabbos Ayin Dalet. Tamaheter Ochel B'Tom Psoas B'Shem Tahavi Shinoi B'Derech Chol. We saw that. Ayin Dalet. Umar B'Ochel Meruba. Shederech Litol Apsoas T'Bezeh Ochel B'Psoas Tahavi Shinoi. Ulefizeh, this is a Chazara. Often shapsolas bruva bruva, mut the little psolas viochel habishinui. Kosashi, Rabban says no. What did Rabban say? The lo mistabe. The gabe Shabbos the olam also liver psolas oniach ochel. The afal gabe tarvayu derech boraninu. The Shabbos, betera tarchina viisula tarchina. Uman the torach viisura ubira psolas, habli kibora laotzer, sharein dait alecha mashabir leficha chayav end quote. What does he say, Psha? Not a shinui, but derech achila. We spoke about this at the very beginning, opening day. We spoke about this. It's not called. I think we mentioned the very first day of Shia. How many weeks ago was that? 2 weeks ago plus. This is our opening. We mentioned this. Derech achila is only if you also eat ochel b'vat. You eat it right away. The base choice was the shivoli aleket. Yes, the kasha. Why may you grind peppers with this handle of a knife, kufem aleph from an aleph, pchina b'shinui, ma'ishna b'shar malachas, sh'asu chachamim b'shinui. And both sides, that's what the Rabbanah k'lachayah. The tirits, the shinui gomor shayni, she'tiru l'chadchila. How do you see this? Borer, the b'yad shar l'chadchila, m'shum d'havi shinui gadol. End quote. What do you see? It's like Tosfos. According to the Ramban, there's no comparison whatsoever. Borer is not called the shinui. It's not true. It's a melacha. It's not derech achila. Fine. This is machlokes gedolei Yerushalmi. Fine. What's this double nifla, Rabbi Osai? It's a double nifla. Can I tip you off what double nifla is? You want a tip? Open to kuf mem aleph. When I'm not a sugi, we'll give you a tip of the double nifla is. Just a brief tip. Hot tip of the double nifla is. Please turn. Kuf mem aleph amen aleph. I showed this before once. Well, it says, Kufem Aleph, Amad Aleph, Hani Pilpuli. It's about third down the page. Last word is Hani. Hani Pilpuli. May the Chod Chod of Bekana Sakina Shari. When? Says Tosfos. Pirish Rach B'yomtiv. Yomtiv? Kind of Yomtiv. The whole thing is talking about Shabbos. Why is what compelled the Rach to say it's talking about Yomtiv? The Dovah Nifla is as follows. Since his whole heter is derived based upon a shinui, derived from Borer, Shiboli Haleket, that only works if you're talking about Borer's and shinui. But the Rach is the famous Gadol who said, you need derech achila, all three, remember? Ochel mitzvah, chipsolos, biyad, biyad, to make it called an achila. Here it's not called an achila, and therefore there's no heter on Shabbos, must be bayot. That's the Dovah Nifla that he's referring to. He prints later on in the Sefer, he gets in the melacha of Tochen. Fine. And where does this come from, he says? Sadi dalin amud beis. Look at the Gemara. Sadi dalin amud beis. Don't tell me that's a shinu gadol going to be matter. Impossible. Can't be. What's Tzadi Dalet Amud Beis? 8 lines from the bottom. Mi'ika midi, the bekli chayav chatas, uviyad mutal lechatchila? You mean to tell me that a shinui is matal lechatchila? It can't be. So the Shiboli Alekhet asks this kasha. Let's take a look and see. Let's take a look. Even though he quotes it, I'm going to show it to you in the Beis Yosef. I'm not going to go to Shiboli Aleka, that's a little too much. But Beis Yosef, we can see it inside all the proceedings inside. In the text. Thank God that Beis Yosef. Okay, take a look. Beis Yosef. The words are important, Rabbi Yossi. Every word counts. Kosin Shiboli Aleket. Keva the Dako Chaya Vishim Tokhan Ade Shinu Levi Levi Potter Abolasar. Chuvu. Kata de Sakina Shinu Gomeru. The Bein Modol Shalais, the Modol Shalem Avishinu Kedisa Perakan Vibeta. Kata de Sakina Shinu Gomer. Buta Lechatkhila Keramina Bishabba Zayan Dalit. Kabe Borer. Napa Kvara Chaya. Tona Tamchi Avishinu Potter. Abolasar. Yada Vishinu Gomer. Buta Lechatkhila. So he's working with an assumption that Shina Gomer is Kalaka Yad squared. We have the Yisod Rabosai against this. There's absolutely nothing which Kalaka Yad is matter. Kalaka Yad is Nechz Machshemis. It's only a poter. It's never a matter. Whenever it's mutter, we have to look not for a general ptur, but a local heter. What's the nature of the local heter? I told you. Some malachas, the quantity affects the definition. If it's a small amount, by definition, it cannot be called grinding, because grinding requires a lot. Cannot be called kneading, we'll get to that later, and El Bimaruba, the Ramban says. And so too over here, when it comes to Borer Biyad, it's a similar idea. It doesn't mean, Rabosai, a Kalach Yad Mamish. No, doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean that. Okay, doesn't mean that. Now, Rabosai, back to where we came from. Shmuel Aleket. Klachayad, he claims. He wants to have the following shayla. Called the Tarsus, and Shmuel Aleket, the Rashba, Madua, Borer, Ochel, Mipsolas, Yachaz, Man, Chayav, Chatos, To Hamalocha, Nazar, Bishinui, Ech, Yis, Chayav, Chatos, what a meridic akasha. If you take Shinu literally, the Klachayad, how can it be Chayav, Yachaz, Man? And the Ramban writes, and I endow it, on the Makoros, Beit Yud Gimel, Mutl na peach to blow. I had a little bit of time. Nos is okay, put in your lap, Chayav Chatas, Frek the Ramban, Nipuach is psolas meochel, why the mutter? Answer the Ramban, Nipuach shiny. It's a Shinu Godel. Once again, what's a Shinu Godel over here? Who's going to measure what's a Shinu Kot, what's a Shinu Godel? How do you measure these things? But how can it be chayv afterwards? Tocheko. He did it b'shinu gadol. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara thinks the Beis Yud Gimel. But Kalev Sor Nachas Achas V'yochel Shari Mishadav Yishinui. Vim Kilev V'nos Toch Yodo Chayv Chattas. Tamua. Kanal. The Kev and the Osa Amalocha B'shinui. Hech Sagadaitach L'chayv G'shinosu B'toch Yodo. V'anir. And this is the truth. The Shinui the Nipuach B'yodo Achas O Kilev Kolev Yodo Achas. Ain't no meaning Shini Kalachayad. No! I'll explain to you why not. That's only a poter. It's never a matter. Raksha says, Shinui mitzuras meleches borer. The Ika meleches borer is hachonali otzer. Mefurish gemara, that's gemara otzer. And the Ramban. Venipuach biyono achas borer. She'ain kavanoso li otzer. Rabosai, it's not just he's not blowing enough to fill up an otzer. The fact that he's blowing is a very not time-efficient way to get things done, indicates he has no intention to fill up an altar with these things. Therefore, it's absolutely mutter. What did I just do? It's absolutely mutter. That's what he writes. That's only when if you don't make an altar. If you make an altar, it's a different story. So too. Oh, chumitop solas, the shinui. It shows ain't coming out, so last is altar. At the end, you make an altar. Ken Patrim, who version asked also, etc. Ad Khan, Rabosai, beautiful. That's a beautiful, beautiful stuff. Beautiful. Oh. Okay. Teretz number one. Teretz number two. We had this ready, if you recall, yesterday. I showed you the amazing Egle Tal. Chok Tochus. Remember that yesterday? You didn't do anything, you told you right now. I never showed you. Please turn to the Ran, end of the 12th parak. We learned Kosev, we glossed over this. It was not really our primary focus. End of the 12th parak in the Ran. Here it is over here on page Kufhei or Lamed Zion of the Bays in the old Quotes. Quote to Rajva. But it's not called Koptok. The Linira, the very end of the 12th term. The Abikan Raya. Ligabe Shabbos, Lekok, Pedo, Ben Koptok, as the Koki Rakers. The Kol Hecha, the Havim Levas, Machsheves, Michaev, Adka. So what do you see from this Degle Talachidish Nifla? That you don't have to do a Maisa to be Osir and Shabbos. It happens by itself, in effect. Also Chayev. It happens by itself as a result of what you did. You hit through the same thing, Rabbi Osai. You didn't do a Maisa of Borah, but it's Osir anyway. It's Esma Maisa, Rabbi Osai. And it's that he calls it Totsor. Totsor. Totsor, Rabbi Osai. Kol HaMachshir Metakan HaRemai Dei Hotsor Sapsor Sumachshir Osir is Brera V'chayim V'shem HaTotsor after leka chiyu maisa breira. Look at it says. Lebo bayom lo yivro. V'yibir natsa gibor la otsa v'chai. Who needs those extra two words? Ikar ha breira. Shum tikan la otsa. Ramban writes. Oh. That's the var. A very, very big chiddush. A very, very big chiddush. Okay? It's Yashiv, hey, if she's a Tarsus in his bar, be Gemara, two kinds of bar. Psol the Ochel, Asiyas Volacha. And the Achaz Man, Hototso. Right? It's the result. Tarsus learns, Tam Shapotru be Ochel, Mitom Psoles, Mishim Shinui, Eno den Shinu Kalachayad. That it's Brenna, that it's Papi no matter what. Rak. Shushinui bechashivas hamalacha, she'ein ze derech haborim, the kevan she'ochel meruba, ein derech liver ochel. It's too much. L'chein potter, tavi malacha she'en it's chashuba, kevan she'nasas b'shinui. Doesn't mean it's klachiyad. Mi yu ein ze tam lifto bereira liachas man, tohosim chiyuba michmachmas hatotso, she'tikin la'otzer. After the lek of the chayvo, machmas ha-maisa chayvo, chasatotso. Who cares? You're not doing it the normal way. The results speak for themselves. At the end of the day, it's completely clean of any psolas. That itself is going to be mechayv you. That's a fascinating chiddush. Won't help me do it in a kind of a shinu. Until then, Shara Bosai, Ulefizeh. Answer the Ramban too. The puach is shari. I shinui. Put it to cheko yechayim. No, the totso brings a raya rabosai for the marshal. It's the famous marshal rabosai. Min echod. It's connected together. Frektem of an Avram. You pass it differently when it comes to kol ev shum. Says the bialocho shinu test if dal bitoch ochel. The Magen Avram agrees to the marshal. Kavadoso lahasik, the mistimas marshal mashma, the sfili, the sharafili, the achazman. And he says, no, that's us. The altar agrees, it's mutter. For Rishi Rishalmi, liklof shum the altar. And so is the ocha. Oh, this is what he says. How do you explain this? Im nechadesh kisod marshal, the hocha lekataroves, the lochashiv borek, it's one min, organically connected. Im ken hechi tochen the chayav of the achas man, to let the breira klav it can mean echad shem mokol the chayav the breira. We asked this kasha once before. What's the answer? Achronim hold, even though there's no ma'is of breira, I feel the hachi shapir yesh the chayav al atotso. The came in the metaka damacha de hashlochas apsolus. Hari also tikin meula v'hichshir akrili otzer v'chayav al atotso av shein ma'is of breira basiyoso. Even though Mishas Maisa, there's no Tarobis, the Kimim Chayim and Mishim Borer, Shenabit Batotso, where the Fonenu Tikut Choshev Ocha, they have Frodas Psolas, Chayim Al Totso, Kain Nirali. This is very nice Torah. This is beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what he says. Oh. And with this, Rabbi Osai, we can answer something else. Skip a number of pages here in this beautiful sefer. Come back, we got it. Watch this over here. Look carefully. This is an important thing. Mashal says, we just saw a minute ago, if you have the peanuts still in their shells, there's no bo, right? Benechad, no shame psalms, Hashem on the pre, tikanocha bi alma. We saw that. Bialacha. Where do you get it from? The Ramah, Mutal Liklov Shuma Basel, Li Alter. So, Bialacha Shari. Fine. Aye, it's also. Mashal's right. Klipa Sapri, Ema Mashem Borer. Achazman. Mashal admits it would be also, at least according to thee, Mogan Avram. Fine? Watch this. Frek the Bialacha. Watch this. It's a segue to the next sugya for next week. I'm sorry we're not really up to next week yet, but a segue. We should actually look inside. Let's look at the Bialacha itself. Let's look at the Bialacha where he quotes this. Din. Shin Yutaz Dal Bitoch. Open it up, please. Shin Yutaz Dal Bitoch. Well, a lot of this is Chazar, but I told you I have to keep coming. Bitoch. He quotes the Kasha like this. Quotes the Marshal. Tikkun Ochel B'Alma, not a problem. Ein L'Hakshas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 10 lines up. Ein L'Hakshas. 6 words in. Alvarein. Or the Isa B'Simin Shin Chav Sifhei. Rabbi Natam Oser B'Boser. What's Boser? What's Boser? What's Boser? Unripe grapes. Lischot betoch hakadera shel machol shem the boser be'atzmei neror lachila im ken havali bora ochel betoch psoles alma de avsha boser be'atzmei lachatchila hu etzem echad shebechuvabo ochel psoles be'achad afil lahachi shem bora ola b'shem de besof nivror achar echad mechavero hitu meir dike kasha kasha against the marshal from the din of boser benetam. He has two terutz. He has shidchos. One, and the rabbi says, we pass in against Rabbi Natan. Okay, that's easy. I Rabbi Natan says it's aser. Mishum dosh, not mishum borer. Those are his two terutz. So what does he give an answer? He gives a different answer. Watch this. He gives a couple of answers. Fine. Hey, I have another kasha. Why is Mechabetz Chayim Mishambore? What's Mechabetz? You throw the keva from last year, throw the rennet into the milk, and the curds in the way separate. What's the problem? There's no tarobas at all. Why is there a difference in Klipas Pri? It's not called Brera. See from here, Rabbi Osai, a new vart. B'mokom Shaydei Abrera, no tzardover chodosh, it's called Borer, even though there's no tarobas. Bialachas also question is answered. Boser. Even it's Borah Nachim Dosh, it's no Kasha against the Marshal. Why? Whenever they are Brera Notzer Dabba Chodosh, it's Borer. You know what that Taruv is? Wow. A new vart. A whole new vart. That's what he said. Chiddush Nif. That's what he says. Oh. Take a look at the Bialach here in Sif Yud Zayin, where it comes up. Hamachabetz Pirish and Motzi Chemim and Achala told us Borer. Says the Bialach, look inside please. Hamachabetz Kolosh Naramba. Fear Perk Zion on his Lokeh, Cholav, and also Kaiba Kedachat, so, which goes south to the Mishnah Brura. Okay? So, the Rambam is answering it. Perk Zion, Halachavov. Now, Rabosai. Let's analyze this a little bit carefully. We spoke about the issue of a Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah. Watch this. Mog Magad Mishnah min echad leka brera. L'chein leka chia brera b'olim v'l'poshim. Now Yerik adds the Magad Mishnah. I'm a chabetz. What's a chabetz? You had milk. And you split up the curds and whey. It's borer. But it's min echad, he asks. What did he answer? Dvarim lachim shani. Liquids are worse. Why, pray tell, are liquids worse? Why are they worse? Why are they worse? You know why they're worse? In fact, the Magen Avraham, Chelmon mi Chelmon Shari, it's min echad, the yolk from the white. In fact, the Machzah Shech Tila David, wait a minute, but Dvarim Lachim, we saw no head to min echad, the Magen Mish himself said that. Hossa, Mayri, look carefully. Shen notes why they are brera, psalas, shein aruya klal, oshua de atchak. Something new is created. Chelmon v'chelmon, tavaya ruyim lechatchila. It's brera b'menechad v'shari. What do you see? Achir bora b'menechad, shach rachmish and notzerai, they are brera psolus, o ochel. As opposed to afroda b'yalma b'menechad that borer. Same terrors are given to the marshal when it comes to boser. That's what he says. That's what he says. Okay. That's what he says. Fine. Adka. Now, where else do you find this concept? We'll wait the pages. Let's turn our attention to Bosai. Kiluv Botnim B'Shabbos, right? We spoke about this before, but you're allowed to peel peanuts on Shabbos, yes or no? Yes or no? Not so simple. May you or may you not? Look what he writes. Kilu botnim, it's a whole tumult. Disha. Disha. Explains over here. Lechas Shabbos Matzon Beis Sugei Shinuyim, Shini B'Maisa, and Shini B'Totso. Shini B'Maisa, the Melacha Gemura is left-handed in this nature. That's one kind of thing. Fine, also grab on. But Shini B'Totso, not a Melacha at all. The Borer, he tirali out there. There's no Gzer Hashem Yatz Dechas Mav Yisrael. The yad is derech achila, and the tsuras melechas borer. Gives other examples here too. Shina dosh, and the tsuras hamelacha klal, and that's why it's mutter lechatchila. Why? What's tsuras melechas dosh? Hafrodas hagarinin meashibolim vahachanosim lebreira. At the very beginning, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about that footnote in the bottom of the new tours. The Mordechai's lashon. It's preparation for another Isur or Isa. Remember that? To yourselves. Irach. Tzuras ha-malach ha-birach shenasa b'ribuy. U'v'sadeh. Dosh is many items, many grains, kernels. And in the field, that's dosh. Hashem k'sha'osa ma'at ma'at. And the tzuras ha-malach ha-klal. It's like uchad the efes ha-shari. He's just cutting a piece of chicken in half. That's why he's making even a kli, because it's shina matmat. It's shina b'tzuras hamelacha b'shari. Rabbanan say no. A kli itself is more a ribui. What's a Rashi that basically base him at base? Merzi looks like it's for a lot. Oh. This vart Rabosai you will utilize, open the Bi'alach at the very end of Shin Chaf Aleph. The very end of Shin Chaf Aleph, the very, very end. Li'alter Shari, you're peeling cucumbers for immediate use. It's mutter. Prefka Makiva Eger. Al Masha Pirish Rashi Dafayan Dalit. Kibra Masl Lech Shinami Kosesh. Vinishar Bakushya. Take a look. And Rashi Ayan Dalit. The Lech Shin. Take a look. You can't see the. You can't appreciate the Teres. Don't see the Kash. What Rashi said. The Lech Shinami Kosesh. Second line at the top. Kitin the Mahteshes. Lahasir Kliposan. The high the above the mitzvah, the summer morning. Why is that an amalacha? El abishum, the dami the dosh, lo chashim lo. Da nami mifrika malbushi. What is dosh? Literally taking off the garment, the garment of the colonel. Okay. Says Rabbi Kivega based upon this. Back to the halacha. Shin chaf aleph yutes. The very, very end. The very last one. Kivei Hitchel is a fizeh. Hamad Rapirish Rashi. Tachnami Kotesh. Nishabakushya. What do you mean? Flial Tashari. Flial Tashari. What's Rashi want? And he has died the Yashash of the Pshitas. That Gemara Ari Bekolet Biyad. Vahosan Kosin through Mahteshes to Bekli Chashiva Kamodosh. Atelo Patrin and Bekolet. Rashi says, "Lo amin sheyotza zemi piagon of kiveger." Rabbi Eiz a Talmud Torah. Do you believe this? Do you believe what he said? He doesn't believe in kiveger's kasha, but some student who didn't get it asked the kasha and put it in Rabbi Kiveger's book. That's what he says. Wow, that's what he says. You know, what can I say? So yes, it's kasha. He gives us simple teretz. What do you mean? That yad is mutter? We had a gemara tzad dal and beis. If kli is chayev, yad is also mutter rabbanon. What's the answer? That's by a shinui over klali, a p'tur klali kalach yad. Can never work for Yimatir. If the Isil would have been Daraisa in a normal fashion, to be Rabbanon in an abnormal fashion. But over here, Abosai, over here, a Kli, let's see what he says. Amen. Shiyotz never pia garam kivegan. Talmud Torah. Wait a minute. Your teretz be alocha. It's against the mefurishim of tzadi dal. Miika midi the kli chayav chazir mitzvah chatchila. Biyad rabbanon. Kederet lo kasha midi. Tahocha biyad shor lechatchila came with a machine b'tzura sam alocha. The derech melechas dosh beribui. Dosh and losh. The Ramban writes. Something if you do a small amount, even tochen, you do a very small amount or a limited amount, it's a shin in the malacha itself, not just a quantitative lack. It changes the nature of what you're doing, Rabosai. Klimar aribun. Yodel del chasal mat. It's shin in between some malacha and shalach hatchila. That's what he's suggesting over here, Rabosai. A big chiddush. What else? I've never texted. Yeshchilab Godal Beinayim. Beit Yud Gimel. Call it Bishud Demarish. Call it Achas Achas. One at a time, Rabbi Osai. Ain't a tzuts malacha klal. But in Kosesh, she also ribui ayde kli, kakot tzuras samalacha. And he said, it's another beautiful teretz. Another beautiful teretz. This being the case. Maskana said dvarim. So it's a heter of a shina, not to the shina chayyak. Shina tzuras samalacha. Ma'at, ma'at. And certainly one at a time. That's our heter to use to shell peanuts even as man as Kev and Shekolim achas achas. So you, I'll tell you what, the Super Bowl. But if you were still sitting, you're taking peanuts. Nothing else to do there. So you're taking the peanuts. So you do one at a time, right? You wouldn't take 10 at a time. One at a time. Oh. He says, Mut l'chadchil deyit tzuras melechaz dosh. Af agav the derech kula lasos came. For b'yarnu. The shinu d'hoch eino mishum deyit derech b'yod lasos. It's not klachiyad. You can have to have mishum d'chay agav the eino tzuras melechaz dosh. So everyone does it that way one at a time. It's a shinu gomer b'tzuras melech mut l'chadchil. But one and eat it. That's what you pass in the halacha, Rabosai. That's a beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. A beautiful idea. Rabosai, even though they're sold, most peanuts are sold by in that fashion, doesn't matter. Rabosai, let's turn to the Ramban. We saw it around quarter before, but we didn't see it inside. Seeing things inside is always important. Some of the Marma comments from who? Long time ago. Take a look. Watch this. Tanya Chaya of Rabosai, look over here. Watch. Pirish Rashi, that's the original Bryce. Wrong. Because Nukmila Banapu Kvara, him Kain Hechi Katani Rachel Yalta Mutter, Luna Beitza, Banapu Kvara Lo Yivruk, and even on Yantiv, Kol Shne B'Shabbat Shasur. Kol Shne B'Shabbat Shasur. Says the Rambam. Watch. What does he say? When a peach yayav lechol le'alter, ilaniyah. Bo Bayom is Aser. So what's the Yisod over here? A little bit at a time is okay. A lot at once is going to be Chayef. So the question is, this is what he says. So having said this, Ramban, we may have to come back to it. I want to show the analysis over here. Hold on, see if we can cover a little more ground today. Watch. This. We discuss about the nature of the heter of the altar. What has he yisod? What's his yisod? His yisod is in the ma'isa mochiach sheinika shenasa. Not enough to do it right for me to use. Has to be clear in advance. You do it for me to use. Beit Daf Yud Gimel quotes the Rambam we just saw on Shabbos. Benapeach yad al yad shari b'shadav yibor li alter l'chokek l'chayav b'ol b'yom kosher. Madua la'omer b'furish d'li alter shari u'lachas man chayav. What are you draining a cup? Why are you talking cold language? We don't talk in cold. If you blow it, that's okay. You put it in your apron, in your lap, it's not okay. Talk Hebrew. Just say, Lialter is mutter, and Lialtasman is usher. What are you doing? What are we doing over here? Lama tzuchu l'shanas, lama t'tali n'os n'cheich v'chayim, v'nir d'muchach v'shas. Ain't I had t'tali v'mach shafto alone? Rak the boy maisa mochiach, chen rak shachitin adayin biyodo mutter v'heket lach v'lealter. Vashenkin sheniach l'solcheiko, afal gam shedat alecho b'samach mamish, Chayov, Shevkiya din lialter, came in the lek of Mokam Anikor. Meir de Kavart. That's the Rabban we just saw. He has another Rabban. That's also on the Makaros. Rabban says, Kuf Mem Gimel, Ispazu lo peyers bechotzem alak al yad ayad, v'ochel, not the Pesal of Kupa. Because the Rabban, Tosefta, what's the Yisr? Also the laklem betoch asal, the merzik kiborer. What do you mean? The fact that it's in a basket is merzik borer, and there's no heter whatsoever, even though you have in mind to do it right away. So our last point for today, we spoke about the Yom Kippur, the Kenev Yerek. If so it goes, of Yom Kippur, Menamin Cholamala. So the Akei Moshe says, to break it, but not to separate it, to the dosh. Fete Bilach, no. The Tosef is mashma, he tiru legamre. I'm a plaga mincha, only the altar. What is his answer? Samach li erev l'shah shaderach b'yadu v'stakin ma'chol and b'chol. V'nika shal asurach alay lo osa. What a chiddush. If you have no yerek, you don't have too much, just a little bit, you have to wait to samach l'chashecha. In fact, wait a minute. The Rana Nebi Shon Kavidal asked the Kash against Rashi, who says it's take away the bad leaves, and they ask it's question called Borer. Right? And that's what Pshala means, what? It's Min Echon. And the Mishnah Brura, what do you see? Against the Sharatzim, right? From Plaga Mincha, it's not considered the altar at all. If we consider the altar, what's the Kash against Rambam and Rashi? Yeah. So writes the Magen Avraham. It's not called the altar. What do you see? Get the Sharatzim. It's not called the altar. Yeah. What do you see? The only Dake Moshe. Tzias that goes in is the Sharban Lanichim Besoch Liposim. You break it and leave it there. There's no border at all. And you can't do it an hour or two before. Rabbosai, the Sharatzim is not a nobody's fool. Sharatzion is relying on the end of the Dake Moshe there, who says, when it comes to an Issa de Rabbanon, Afilu, can I show you a tour? Does it come up on the screen? No, you can't get it. You have to get it on there. No. I can get it on. Give me 1 minute to show it to you. It's in 1 minute. If I can't get it in 1 minute, we'll wait till tomorrow. I just want to show it to you if I can. Thank God they have the dark emotion. Okay, see what it says. Watch. After the Shavu Malichah, the Klipos saying on Erev. Now the whole tzeocha man have a dosh, the yachash and the road to lechol yalter. Okay, so the sharatzian starts with that. Look at the end at the end. Watch this. Shin yotes also suits nikol yalter. Reish zushim with the rabbanon. He tiri yom kippur lechol amalat tzeusus alayla kilu ochal miyad. Right, and what does it say over here? Umagid mishnah. Herech b'davazeh. If you look at the new tours, you know what it says? Umikol makom herech b'davazeh. Look it up. I kid you not. The fanciest, beautiful, newest Kol Yerushalayim goofed Magamish that we call Makom. So what do you say? A new, because on the Rabbanon is an expanded version of the altar. This is what the Shaar HaTzion is relying upon. That's what he's relying upon. Okay, we have to stop here. We're out of time. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to finish our Bora if we can. See out of the Shemayim. We can.